Okay, let's get started with Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Tes. Ayin Tes, continuing here in Perek HaNisrafin, and we are in the Mishnah Ayin Ches Mabez. We have been talking about the definition of a Maisa Ritzicha and a Maisa Hezek and the Machaya for all of those, as we discussed a little bit at the end of Shir yesterday, the difference between the Mekoshesh and the Megadev, two of the stories in Sefer Vayikra that discuss, one's in Vayikra and one's in Bamidbar. But we discussed the different details relating to that in Moshe Rabbeinu, and we discussed the parsha in Mishpatim that discusses Amduha, if there's an omen. So now we get into other details of a Maisa Ritzicha. Again, before we get back to the other Mises Bezdin Halachas, which come up in the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Niskavin La'aragas Abahema V'aragas Adam. The person, the cases of the Mishnah here are cases where one has Kavana not to do a Maisa Ritzicha that would be Mechayiv Hamisa. In all these cases, he was going to do an act which would not be Mechayiv Hamisa, but he ended up killing somebody. That it would be Mechayiv Hamisa. So Niskavin La'aragas Abahema V'aragas Adam. Right, he wanted to kill an animal, which would not be Mechayev Misa, and instead he killed a person. In all these cases that we've discussed, there's no chi of Misa in what he wanted to do, and then it ended up Nefalim or babies within 30 days that don't have a Cheskas Chaim, Vargas Ben Chayama, Pater in all these cases. Why is he Pater in all these cases? What is the reason Liftar? Rashi first notes, what kind of Hasra was given? Because after all, there's no Havamina to be Chayiv unless there was Hasra. We assume we're not talking only about a Chaver, which is Ein Sarach Hasra, Lefishalo Nitna, El Alahav can be Shrugging the Maces. We're talking about a regular person. So what exactly is the case here? So Rashi says it must be there was Hasra given. But the reason that you're Pater is because it's a Hasra Safek. Right? It's a Hasra that you don't know. What's a Hasra Safek? If you look in the Tiferes Yisrael right here on our Mishnah, that's all we need to know about Hasra Safek. The Tiferes Yisrael discusses six types of Hasra Safek. Again, without going through all of them, but right here on our Mishnah, he quotes, he uses the six types as a question. Meaning, what's the problem? Rashi says it's a Hasra Safik, and therefore there's some doubt even after the Hasra is given. A regular case of Chayav Misa is, a Reuven's about to do the act. I say, if you do this, you will be killed. He says, yes, and I'm doing it anyway. He does the act, and he's Chayav Misa. Hasra Safik is where there's any doubt, even if he would do the act. Right, so then there's still some type of doubt. You know, somebody says, you know, if you kill this, if you curse this person, you're going to be b'chayav misa. Right, makalel aviv v'imo, and we're not 100% sure if it's the father. Let's say he is one of two people who could be his father. Right, his mother got divorced and had a baby after 6 months, so we don't know if it's the son of the first father or the second father. And then he hits his father, right, or he curses his father. So there's a suffering even after the act is done. So you can't be Mechayiv Misa because that's Hasra Safek. See, here's another type of Hasra Safek. Because the Hasra is, if you're not careful, you know, so then you're going to be Mechayiv Misa. If you kill the person instead of killing the animal, he says, I'm doing it anyway. But you don't know what's going to be. Is he going to kill the animal? Is he going to kill the person? So that's a type of Hasra Safek, says Rashi, that is why he is Pater here. The Tosfos Yontif, the Tiferes Yisrael here is just bothered that there is a Machlokas Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and Meseches Makos, whether Hasra Safek is Shema Hasra or not, and we paskin Shema Hasra. So what's the whole problem of, it's Hasra Safek, therefore Pater? No, we paskin, it's good Hasra. Right, says the Tiferes Yisrael. V'tamua hari kaima lan ki Rabbi Yochanan l'gabei Reish Lakish. And therefore, Hasra Safek Shema Hasra, and the Rambam paskins that way. So why do you have to, why does Rashi have to come up with that reason here? Even L'shitas Reish Lakish, or only L'shitas Reish Lakish, that is why the Tiferes Yisrael goes through here the six types of Safek that he goes through, and he says, these are the cases that is a Machlokas about, these are the cases that is no Machlokas about. That's how he interprets the Gemara, that according to Rashi, maybe this is talking about one of the cases of Hasra Safek, which is not a Machlokas. And that is how one could solve the Rashi. But one could look at the Tiferes Yisrael ba'arichus here, all the six different types of Hasra Safek. But there is a very different shot that's given. Also, a second reason why one would be Pater here. Says the Avrama, quotes Rashi, and does not like Rashi. He does not like that, I don't think the reason here is Hasra Safek. Number one is the problem of the Tiferes Yisrael. That's only according to Reish Lakish, not Rabbi Yochanan. And then he says, and also, V'lav Milsehi, D'tana lo kamash, but do you have time ala Milsehi, ela Mishim Kavana. It sounds like there's a Kavana problem here. So it doesn't sound like the issue is a hasra problem. The context of the Mishnah sounds like niskavin lazeh velo lazeh. It sounds like there's a problem with the kavana. And therefore the Yad Ramah says, even if you would give hasra in this case, it's not a case of a suffix, but the issue is it would be called shogeg. That's the reason of the Yad Ramah. Al karchech kishogeg dami, desavar lo katil nalei. When the guy is doing the act, he knows he might kill the, if he has kavana for the person, okay, it's chay misa. But if he has kavana for the animal, that's what he has kavana for. He knows there's another person involved, and he's not being careful, and it's nearby. But that's called shogeg, says the Yad Ramah, and that is why he wouldn't be chay misa. So, machlokas Rashi and the Yad Ramah, why you would be putter here, either because of asara safek or because of shogeg. Those are the first, that's the first case of the Mishnah. But now the Mishnah continues. Niskaven lahakoso almasnav v'lo hayebo kadei lahamiso almasnav. A person had kavanah to hit someone on their hips, on their loins, and there wasn't enough in that hit naturally to kill with. And obviously, he's going to be chayav for wounding. The question is, that's a chavala is an avera. But what about for ritzicha? That's the question. But what happened? V'hol chalal liba, by mistake, instead of hitting him on his waist, on his loins, he hits him on his heart. V'hayav b'kdei l'hamiso alibo, v'meis putter. Same type of case. But here, it's not about the victim, it's about the maisa. The maisa should have been a maisa that is not enough to kill, and he ended up doing a maisa that is enough to kill because it was on a different part of the body, on a more susceptible, a more fragile part of the body, on the heart, so therefore he's also pater there, because there wasn't a maisa, a kavana to do a maisa of Risicha. Niskavin lahakos o alibo, v'haya bakadei lahamis alibo. What if he had kavanah to hit on the heart, and there was enough to hit on the heart, and it was enough to kill if it was on the heart, v'hal chalal masnav, and instead it went on the loins, v'haya bakadei lahamis almasnav, and it shouldn't have been enough to kill for on where he hit, and the person died anyway. V'meis pater. Because again, that is unnatural. The umdana is that she shouldn't have died from this, and therefore there was no way for the man to know that this guy had a certain type of biological issue that he would die from this, and therefore he's going to be put to there also. Again, unless we have all the ingredients, so then it's not going to be chayim misa. Niskavin lagos is a gadol v'lo hayav bagdei lahamis hagadol v'hal chalal katan v'hayav bagdei lahamis is a katan v'meis puter. Same type of idea. He wanted to kill a gadol, and it wouldn't have killed the gadol, but by mistake, it went on to the katan who was next to the gadol, and he ended up killing the katan, pater. But what about all these other cases? Niskavin lahakas is a katan, vayabakti lahamis is a katan. Falchala ala gadol alohayabakti lahamis is a gadol ameis, pater. Sorry, one more before we switch. Right? The opposite case. He had kavanah to kill a katan, it would have been enough to kill. But instead it ended up going on the gadol. It shouldn't have killed the gadol, and it did kill the gadol. Right, similar to the Masnav and the Lev. Pater there too. Aval. But what about this case? Niskavin lahakos al Masnav, v'haya bakdei lahamis al Masnav. V'hal chalal libo v'meis chayiv. If he had kavanah to do an act of ritzicha, that would have been m'chayiv emisa, and he ended up doing a slightly different act of ritzicha that's m'chayiv emisa, so in that case he's going to be chayiv. Even though there's a slightly different action that took place, he had kavana laharog, and he ended up killing, and that is why he's chayev. Or, similarly, niskavin lahakos es hagadol, v'haya bakadei lahamis es hagadol, v'halcha lahakatan v'meis, chayev. He had kavana to kill, and he ended up killing, so he's going to be chayev. It doesn't matter if it was a gadol katan, or the case of lev and masnav. Good. Let's just first finish the machlokas. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu niskavin la'aragazev aragazeh, pater. Reb Shimon says, not only are you pater if it's a different part of the body, but even if it's a different person, you're going to be pater, right? What the Tanakhama argued on. Tanakhama said, if you have kavanah to be act A is going to be chayv yumisa, and you end up doing act B, which is chayv yumisa, so then one is going to be chayv in that case. Reb Shimon says, no, and we pass on like Reb Shimon, afilu niskavin la'aragazeh, v'haragazeh, one is going to be pater. What's the svar for Reb Shimon, before we get back to the Tanakhama? The Avi Ezri, Rav Shach, in his commentary on the Rambam, in Hey Dalid, in Hilchos Rotzeach, says, V'yesh la'ayin, idin azeh, hu din, the fact that, niskavin laharagazev harakazev pater. Why is that? Is that a general din? Idin azeh hu din b'shogeg v'mezid b'hilchos ritzicha? Shim harag b'shogeg pater. V'gamzeh nikra shogeg l'gabi asheni. Is it a din of shogeg? It's, let's say, choser kavana? It's a problem with the kavana. Or do we say no? Oshu din misuyam, is it a generic din in Hilchas Ritzicha? Or is it a specific din in Hilchas Ritzicha? Din misuyam Hilchas Ritzicha. She'ein chiyev misa kol ikr, im kivin ladavar acher, fa kavana la acher, mafkia mimenu, kol ikr maisa haritzicha. Mize shaharag, v'rak im kivin laharog, rak shalohaya hasra, osh omer mutter, hapter hu rak midin shogeg. But here, how could he call this shogeg? He had kavana to do an act of murder. He did an act of murder. So that's shogeg? So suggest the obvious. You know, Rav Shimon wouldn't say that you're part of the cause of shogeg. You're part of the cause of there's a specific hafka'as achiv in ritzicha. You have to have done the act that you wanted to do. Av she'ein kan din shogeg. Shahari be'emezun is kavin la'arog. We call makom gzeres akasavu. Beritzicha shakavana la'acher mafkia is chiv misa. Again, there's two different formulations. Again, just conceptually, the anafkamina could be how close is this p'tur to Hilchas Shabbos? Right, we discussed a couple of weeks ago. I think we came up in the Gemara in Misasek. Right, we know in Hilchas Shabbos there's a special din of Misasek different than other areas of halacha. Right, let's say there is a discussion in the beginning of the seventh parak of Masechta Shabbos. I have kavana, I bend down, I picked flowers before Shabbos, I separated them from the ground, I detached them, and I'm going to bring them in now. But I left them outside in the grass. So I designated them, they're not muksa, they're detached. So I go outside to bring them in, and by mistake, instead of picking up the detached flower, I picked up an attached flower, and I did the malach of kotzer. I didn't realize what I was doing. That's one form of misasek. And this kavain lasos, shalol lasos malacha, and I did a malacha, so I'm going to be putter in that case. What about if I have kavanah to do act A, which is a malacha, and I do act B, which is a malacha on Shabbos? So there's a discussions in the Tanoim, in the Rishonim, on the different permutations of that type of case. But in general, just to make a general statement, in Hilchas Shabbos, there's more reasons liftar than outside of Hilchas Shabbos. Why? Because of Melechas Machsheves. Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah, and therefore, based on the Pasuk in Vayakel, we need a very high level, high standard work for Hilchas Shabbos, and therefore, all the Peturim, Dover Shein Meskavein, which applies outside of Hilchos Shabbos, but applies particularly in Hilchos Shabbos. Right? We have it by Nazir, we have it by Sirus, we have it by other cases as well. But we have Dover Shein Meskavein, Malach Shein Suich Al-Gufa, Misasek, Mikalkel, Grama, Shinui, Shnaim Shesa'uhu. All of these might be connected to Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah, as the Unkelus translates that as Melechas Umanvan. So Misasek plays a special role in Hilchos Shabbos. There's more Ptur there than there is outside of Hilchos Shabbos. So the two formulations of the Avi Ezri, the second one is already bringing it closer to Hilchos Shabbos. It's not a general shogeg mazid. It's a question of, if you had Choser Kavana here, then you're going to be Putter. Right? Because of the Maisa. Even if your Kavana was perfect. Or, right? It undermines the definition of the Maisa HaMechayeves. So that already is getting closer to Hilchos Shabbos in terms of Misasek. Okay, again, there are other types of Misasek too, but the Mishnah tells us, we say it every Friday night, not the Mishnah, but the what we say in Tefillah, that we're supposed to even try to prevent Misasek. There's a big discussion in the Achronim, right? Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Nesivos, is Misasek a Maisa Avera with a Ptur, or it's not even a Maisa Avera? Right, let's say I go into the bathroom and I turn on the light on Shabbos by mistake. I know it's Shabbos. I know turning on the light is usher on Shabbos. But by rote, I turn on the light. Or something even less. Let's say I go and I lean against the wall and by mistake, my leaning turns on the light. A different form of misasek. So all these are, you know, different levels. What's misasek? What's the line between misasek and shogeg? But in could be, you know, is there a difference between that we're supposed to try to check our pockets before we go out on Shabbos? What do we have to check our pockets for? It's misasek. I don't even realize I have something in my pocket. I walk out of Rosh Hashanah, I don't realize. So what does that tell us? That I'm supposed to even try to prevent misasek, which seems to say maybe it is a Maisa Avera, with a Ptur rather than not a Maisa Avera. Right? That's where we keep Eger and then see what's the outside of Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, that's a little bit about misasek relating to our Mishnah, and let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Rib Shimon Ahai. The last line, the Mishnah has many cases, and then the Reb Shimon says, in the last case, your putter even in this Kavin Laharagaz Avaragazet. So Reb Shimon Ahai, which case is Reb Shimon going on the case right beforehand, where the Tanakhama says, if I have Kavana to kill a Katan, Chayiv in that case, and Reb Shimon says, putter in that case, Reb Shimon poter mi boile. Reb Shimon, the Mishnah should just use the Lashon of Reb Shimon poter. if it's just going on the last case. Ella Aresha, it must even be going on the earlier cases. This common larug in the cases of the first case of the Mishnah. This common larug as a behemah v'haragas ha'adam. La'obika chavim v'haragas Yisrael. L'nefalim v'haragas ben kayama patur. In the cases of the Aresha, if I had kavana to do a maisa that would not be mechayimi. And that I ended up doing a bais that's b'chayim, I'm going to be potter. But on his kavin, la'aragadzeh, v'aragadzeh, chayiv, mashma, that if I kavanet to kill someone who I'd be chayiv for, even if it ended up being someone else, I'll be chayiv. And Reb Shimon Omer, I feel on his kavin, la'aragadzeh, v'aragadzeh, potter. And on that case, that's where Reb Shimon says, potter. Says the Gemara, pshita, ko'i ruvein v'shimon. So let's talk about this machlokas tanoim. About his kavin, la'aragadzeh, v'aragadzeh, chayiv potter. So pshita koi Ruvain v'Shimon v'Amar Anola Ruvain kamachavna l'Shimon lo kamachavna. If Ruvain and Shimon are standing there and the person says I have kavana for Ruvain and not for Shimon, and then they ended up killing Shimon, haynu pluktayu. That's our machlokas. This kavin laharagazeh v'haragazeh. But Amar l'chad minayomai. What if a person says I have kavana to kill any one of them, any one of them? Would Reb Shimon say pater in that case too? Inami or is that called kavana for both and that's good enough? Inami or Kisavar Ruvain Vinimsa Shimon. What if he had kavana to kill this person and he kills this person, but it ended up not being the person he wanted to kill? Right? He was from the back, he didn't know who he was. He thought he was Ruvain and it ended up being Shimon. So in those cases, is that good enough? Is that good enough for Rabbi Shimon? If you see the Rashi on Inami, Mi Amrinan. Kivan de lahai gufa, this is explaining the second question. Kivan de lahai gufa is kavain, mis kavin ulo. Since he had kavana for this body, he killed this body, this guf, so that's good enough for kavana. O Dilma, kivan de lahai gavra lo I kavain patale Reb Shimon. How far does Reb Shimon go? And this might relate to those two formulations of Reb Shimon that we just had. Is it connected to the kavana or the maisa? Okay, so Gemara says, my Tashma de Tanya Reb Shimon Omer Ache Yomar Leploni Ani Miskavein. You need specific kavana to this person. Leploni Ani Miskavein. And therefore, in both of these cases, you would be potter. That's a very high standard that Reb Shimon has to be mechayev. My time with Reb Shimon, what's the reason for Reb Shimon? We said a svar, but is there a pasik? Amar Kra. Va'arav lo v'kam alav. He lies in wait, and he gets up against him. And she is kavein lo. Until he has kavana, he is kavein v'arev lo, become a love on him, until he has kavana, high level, perfect kavana, to kill the person. V'rabbanan amri, debay Rabbi Yanai? No. That pasuk is not teaching me that, because the Rabbanan hold, and it's kavein lo, v'argazeh chayef. So what is this pasuk teaching me? Prat l'zorek even l'go. Where you throw a rock into a group of people. Group of people there. Some of them are people that you'd be chayiv misa for. Some of them you'd be not be chayiv misa for. Right? So that's the case. And that case, you'll be potter. Because you threw it into a whole group. And that is potter. So the Gemara says, hey, chidami, what exactly is the case? Who's standing there? Are there nine people who you would not be chayiv misa for? And one there is, typically, druba kusim ninu. Then you're potter because it's rov. It's rov. Inami palgu paga. And even if it's half and half, Safek nefashos lahakel. Even if it's 50-50, you should be potter. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah, of the pasuk, according to the Rabbanan, that you're telling me a patur here? So Gemara says, lo tzricha v'ika tisha Yisrael v'kusi echad b'neihem. There's nine Jews. So if you go by the rove, you should be chayim misa. V'echad kusi echad b'neihem, davile kusi kavua. But the kusi is kavua, he's not moving, and we have the principle, the daraisa principle, v'chol kavua, k'mechsal mechsadami. So when this pasuk is telling me pater, that's what it's referring to, a case of 9-1. You should say chayiv, but because they're not moving, you say the principle of anything that is stationary has significance, and therefore, k'mechsa al mechsadami, and that's the case that one is pater for here. Rashi says, this pasuk is the source for all other cases in Shas of this principle. This is the source for Kol Kavua. Says the Rashi on the last couple of skinny lines, V'yashme'inan kralif tepatur, mishum davali kusi kavua b'neim, v'yalfinan mehakra, to Kol Kavua, lo pachas milios nido kemechsa mechsa. It's at least judged half and half, v'avisafik nefashas lahakel. And then Rashi adds, third to last skinny line, u'mehacha nafkalam b'chol duchti. This is the source. This pasuk is the source for Kol Kavua, to Kol Kavua kemechsa mechsa dami, Vichulu. That is Rashi. Pashtus is, this is a Xeris HaKasif. Right, the Gemara says, "Kol kavua kamechzal bechta dami." Why should it be? If it's 9-1, how does it automatically become 50-50? It's not 50-50. It's 9-1. So how does that happen? That's the Chiddush HaTorah. Right, the Rabbi Shimon Shkaf talks about this. But Pashtus is, it is Gzeiras HaKasef. Why, if the person or the item is moving, we say, Kol deparish, meruba parish. And if it's not moving, Kol kavua, kamechzal mechzal dami. So some say, well, when it's stationary, it has more significance, and therefore, you can't just disregard it. While if it's moving, it's not as significant. Okay, so that's one idea, but either way, that is the principle of Kol Kavua. Let's talk about this for a minute. Right, that's what Reb Shimon Shkaf says in Shar Yosha, Shar Dalet. The Kavua is Chashiv independently, and therefore cannot be Nisbatel. Cannot be Nisbatel. Reb Chaim used this thought, or Reb Naftali Trupp actually used this to answer up the Kasha of the Mordechai. We quoted this in the past, in the Grach HaLashas, Simen Reish Chavtes. And that is, the Mordechai relates to our principle in order to ask Akasha. The Mordechai in the first parak in Chulims asks, right, we know there's a prince, there's Dayanim give a psak, as we had earlier in this Masechta, and the Rove wins. We have 2-1 and 13-10, you go by the Rove. Asks the Mordechai, but 1 minute, Bezdin is sitting. Bezdin has to be sitting, doing Ituf, the Dayanim, why don't we say Kol Kavua, Kamechzal Mechzadami, and there'll never be a majority by a Bezdin. It'll always be 50-50. Right, you know there's an answer to that question, but it just has to be formulated. Right, obviously, you know, that can't be. Right, so what's the answer to that kasha? So the Mordechai himself has a couple of answers. We're not poskening based on the Dayanim. It's the words that come out of their mouth. And that's called the Parsh Meruba Parsh. It's the Mordechai, it's one of the two Mordechai's answers. But the Reb Chaim, based on the Reb Chaim's Chiddush that we have mentioned in the past, and that is, Rov B'Dayanim is not a Rov. Rov B'Dayanim is not Holchanach or Rov, but it's Rubo Kikulo. When the Dayanim give a psak, it's not a majority. It's the unit of the Bezdin offering the psak. This is the answer. And they lose their individual identity when they give the psak. That's also part of what we learned earlier in this Masechta, that the Dayanim aren't supposed to come out and say who pask in what way. Well, I was outvoted. It's not just to create Rechilus, which the Gemara says. Maybe it's something more fundamental. Bezdin gives a psak. It's a unified, composite psak. In the Masu Maton, the discussion, they each have their own daya. But once they give a psak, done. Ruba Kakula, it's one psak. So if you say that, so there's nothing to talk about, that there's a majority by Dayanim. No, it's just one composite psak, therefore the Mordechai's question doesn't get off the ground. Why the robe should be half and half. That's also uses the principle of Kol Kavua to answer up this question. Good. That's what the Rabbanan do with this pasik. Rabbi Shimon uses it to teach me Niskavin lahara gazev hara gazev pater. The Rabbanan use it to teach me if you throw a rock into the crowd and you should be chayiv, we say kol kavua and you're going to be pater. There's also a machlokas here relating to safik nefashos lahakel. Is there a makar for that? The Gemara here does not quote a makar for safik nefashos lahakel. Rashi here quotes the makar. Rashi here, again, a much discussed Rashi in the Rishonim. Rashi says, you're not going to kill the guy because something the Vashas Lahakel, because the Pasuk says, Vihitzilu Ha'eda. And we've learned in this Masechta that is the Pasuk that always teaches me, you have to try to acquit, you have to try to exonerate, even if the guy's on his way to be stoned. Vihitzilu Ha'eda, that's Rashi. Asks Tosfos in Baba Basra, you need a Pasuk to teach me that you wouldn't kill the guy? If you didn't have a pasuk, you would kill the guy? 50-50, so kill him. Well, since when would we do that? What do you need a pasuk for? Is Tosfos in Baba Basra Dav Nun Amid Beis. Pirish Bekuntris, Mishun Dechsiv, Veshaftu Ha'eda, Veitzilu Ha'eda, Ve'ein Nira, Ve'belav Ha'chinami Lokatli Misveka, Ve'afila Mamona Lomavkina Misafek. You're not even Motzi Mamon Misafek. You're going to kill somebody Mishum Safek? So it's a Svara, says Tosfos. So that's the kasha. So how do you defend Rashi? Rashi also knows that svara as well. So Rabbi Chanan writes in Baba Basra on that Gemara, Anos Reish Chav Gimel. Maybe the chiddush is Rashi knows that it's a svara, but Rashi's telling me that it's pater b'toras vadai. It's not pater b'toras safik. Right? If it was just based on the svara, it would be pater because we're not sure. We're not going to kill him just in case. But if it's a pasik, you're saying it's pater b'toras vadai. Lamai nafkamina, he gives two nafkaminas. Number one, says Rabbi Chanan, would you apply Kim Le B'Dura Abimine? Right, in this case. Right, is there enough of a Chi of Misa? If it's just a Chi of Misa, B'Toras Safek, since then maybe you would not apply Kimle b'dirah. So Zabachan, I'll read his Lashon here in Reish Chaf Gimel. He says, Mivur de Besafik Chiyav Misa lo amrina kimle b'dirah aminei. Lepotro mimamo and misveika. So if it's only a Safik Chiyav Misa, but if it's Vadai, not a Chiyav Misa, then you would have to pay. If it's Vadai. Right, so that would be in that. The question is, would you say Safik Chiyav Misa? Ethan Scott says, I'm not explaining it fully here. He goes into, he says, Hainu Mishun de Bemisa Pater Bevadai. We are Tamazay in a Maspik. He continues. Anyway, but number two, the clearer one is, what about Ashar HaNiskal? What if you have 50-50 for Ashar HaNiskal? There's no Chesilu Aida by Ashar HaNiskal. Safik Ashar HaNiskal. Would you put the animal to death? So he says, if it's Betorah's Vadai, no. Kamisa's Abaylam, Kachmisa's Ashar. If it's Betorah's Safik, then you would, because there's no Chesilu Aida here, and that's the Chiddush of the added Pasuk in the that Rashi quotes. Okay, so that's two Daf Gaminas. The first one I did not explain fully. Feel free to look in that Rebbe Chanan. Os Reish Chav Gimel in Baba Basra. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Bishlama l'Rabbanan, da amri niskavin l'harag ezavarag ezachayiv. According to the Rabbanan, I understand that you are chayiv in that case. Niskavin l'harag ezavarag ezeh. I understand that's the story in the Torah. Tachsiv, the pasuk in the Torah in Parshas Mishpatim. Right, we were just speaking about Kimlei, one of the two sources in the Torah for Kimlei b'drav b'nei. Right, Dmei Vlados is one. The other one is. Two sources in Shas, four in the Torah that the Gemara uses for Kimlei, but one of them is the Dmei Vlados, the story in Mishpatim. The two people are fighting, and by mistake, one of them is trying to hit their friend, and instead they hit a pregnant woman who loses her babies. We're talking about a case of fighting, that they're fighting to kill. Dichsiv. Because after all, how do you know that? The pasuk says, if there is an ason, if the woman dies, then he has to be killed. Nefesh tachas nefesh. So you understand, according to the Rabbanan, that's the case in the Torah. Niskavin laharagazeh, v'haragazeh, v'chayif. Right, so that's how you understand the psukim. El Rabbi Shimon, hayavan asada nefesh tachas nefesh, my avilei. But according to Rabbi Shimon, he never dies. Right, because it's Niskavin l'Haragazev Aragazeh. So how could the Torah say v'nasad nefesh tachas nefesh? Answer, Mamon. Right, it's not talking about actually killing. We find elsewhere, don't take the Torah literally. Right, ayin tachas ayin. Right here, nefesh tachas nefesh is not meant to be taken literally according to Reb Shimon. It means Mamon. Ukid de Rebbe. Like Rebbe says as follows. Titania Rebbe Omer. Rebbe also agrees with Rebbe Shimon here. V'nasad nefesh tachas nefesh. Mamon. Ata omer. Mamon o eino ela nefesh mamish. Is it mamon, right? Or is it, meaning Rashi, demei ha'isha yitain liyarsheha? Do you pay somehow for the value? Or is it nefesh mamish? He has to be killed. O eino ela nefesh mamish. Nemer nesina lamata. It says nesina lamata v'nemer nesina lamala. Right, it says it here, lamata, by the case of demei vados, and it says it lamala by v'nasan v'flilim. Right, Rashi quotes the psukim on top. So malahalan mamon afkan mamon. Just like over there, it's mamon, the nesina, so to here is mamon. Good. The Rambam, it's discussed by the Rishonim, the Rambam passing is like Rabbi Shimon. I'm passing like Rabbi Shimon that Niskavin l'Haragazev Aragazeh is going to be Pater. And yet, the Rambam also quotes Kal Kavua, Kamechzal Mechzadami, which is the halacha that the Rabbanan learned out from Rabbi Shimon's Pasuk. So the Rishonim already wonder, does Rabbi Shimon hold of Kal Kavua? Pashtus he does. We don't have anybody Mefurish that says otherwise, but does he hold that's a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? Because the Rambam, again, quotes both. And if he quotes both, we're not exactly sure what the other source is. You have to say there's some other source for Rabbi Shimon agreeing. If you want to say that the Rambam is holding Rabbi Shimon across the board, but he holds he holds Niskavin l'Haragazev Haragazev Patur. Yet he also holds this of Kavua, which our Gemara has as the Shita of the Rabbanan. So the Ran also discusses that here. He's bothered by this Rambam. He says, "Emkemi no le haidina to call kavua kamechla mechzadami v'igal remeimar Reb Shimon less le midaraisa dina to kavua midrabanan." Maybe he's only dina Rabbanan. Maybe he's in Rabbanan, and that's what how you can do that. The Taz in Yeridei Simin Kufyud says maybe there's two types of kavua. There's a Daraisa Kavua and there's a Darabana Kavua. This is getting into Yoredeya issues. The Taz says, Yeshno Kavua Daraisa Dahainu Tesh Chanuyos, Ksheiros Vachastrefa, the stores. Nine kosher store, one non kosher store. Shebeze Amrin and Kal Kavua Kamechsa Midaraisa. Mishum Shaha Isar Nikar Bimkomo. The Yesh Kavua Darabanan. The makulin echad shenimsa shabgam treifa v'nisar v'ben aksheiros yivane a piece of meat. Right, so the Ron discusses maybe there's two types of kavua. Okay, but back to the that was the Taz. But back to the Ron says ikal amem maybe Reb Shimon holds of it as a derabanan. The hasam b'ksubis shailinan midaraisa minalon lo mishkachas le elamiv arav lo v'kamalav. There's only one pasuk quoted in Shas for this. V'lo havi le Reb Shimon kra achrina havi maisi le Talmud. The Gemara would have brought it. The lelim psak halacha kaimal karabanan. But it must be Lamaiso, we pass like the Rabbanan. The Ran argues on the Rambam. The Ran passes like the Tanakama. Then it's Kaiv and Laharagazev, Aragazev, Chayiv. Kal Hecha Diika Hasra. Why? Diachad Varabim, Halacha Karabim. To plead Yale, the Rabbi Shimon, he passes like the Rabbanan. The Ode, and also, we pass in the Kavu as Daraisa. Right? And if it's like, if what I'm saying is right, the Rabbi Shimon only holds of it to Rabbanan, so that's another reason not to paskin like Rabbi Shimon. And then he ends off, Vahatema Meha Rambam Zal. That's why I don't like the Rambam, Shet Pasak, Niskavin, Lahara Gezeh, Vahara Gezeh, Patur, Kerebi Shimon, Velo Mechuvar, and I don't like that because he should have paskin like the Rambam. And the fact that he passes is called Kavu, and it doesn't sound like from the Rambam that it is a Dindra Abanan. So you have to see some other source, which is somewhat problematic because, like the Ron said, the Gemara should have quoted it. It's not a Svara that we would have said, Kol Kavua Kamech Zal Mech Zadami, unless it's a Halacha Moshe Misinai of some kind from Misora. But either way, there's no other source quoted in the Gemara. Good, we continue. Amarava. Hi Tana, hi the Tana de Bechizkia. The following Tana de Bechizkia, Mafka mi de Rebbe, u Mafka mi de Rabbanan. The Gemara is about to quote a third opinion. A third opinion. Why? The Rabbanan said Neskavin lahar gazev har gazeh chayef. The Reb Shimon says Neskavin lahar gazev har gazeh putter. Rebbe, but at least the previous Shita said putter, but you're chayef mamon. In that case, that's what Rebbe just said. The word nefesh in the Torah means mamon. What we're about to have is a third shita that you're not even chayev mamon by niskavin laharagazev aharagazev. As follows: Hi, the Tana de Bechizkia, mafka mid Rebbe, mafka mid Rabbanan. The Tana de Bechizkia, our Tana de Bechizkia, bavakama lamed hey, ksubis lamed hey, and right here Sanhedrin ayin tes. Right, chayve misas shogekin. Make adam make behema. We compare when a person kills a person and kills an animal. Ma make behema. Lo chilakta ba bein shogin lemezin. Bein miskavin l'sheinim miskavin. Bein derech yirid el derech aliyah. In all cases of killing an animal, there's no chilik between whether it was shogin, mezid, kavana, up, down, lepotro mamon, elo lechayve mamon. One is always chayiv, money, when one kills an animal. So af make adam, one would always be Pater for money. Lo tach lo kavo bein shogin lemezid bein miskavin l'shein miskavin bein derech yirid l'derech aliyah l'chayva mamon el apotra mamon. Right, all cases of killing a person would be pater, and that's how we compare. There's a halacha across the board. All cases of killing an animal is chayev. All cases of killing a person is pater. Right, this is Tana de Bechizkia that kimle applies even if the person is not actually being killed. It's just the subsuming chiyuvim. Mechayvim, not the subsuming onshim. So my shein miskavin. So what does he mean though when he says ein miskavin is going to be putter? Ilei mashein miskavin klal. Is it that he had no kavanah to kill at all? Hainu shogi. Then obviously he's going to be putter. Ela pshita shein miskavin lazeh lazeh. The case Tana de Bechizkia must be talking about is he had kavanah to kill, but a different person. And you're still pater, even from mamon. Viktani lechayve mamon elapocha mamon. Vibar k'talahu, my israch lemiftrei mamon. If he's going to be killed, so then why should he be pater from mamon? So elalav shmami no labar k'talahu. It must be, Tana Bechizki holds, he's not going to be killed. V'labar mamonu. And he's also not, he doesn't have to pay. And that is the chiddush. So again, three opinions in the Tanaim about this halacha of niskavin laharag azeh, v'harag etzeh. The Meshech Chachmi Kaluka discusses our Gemara a little bit at the beginning of Ayakel, discusses these cases of Niskavin Haragazev Haragazev, and he tries to say that it's alluded to even in a Pasuk in Chumash, which we didn't say. And the Meshech Chachmi often takes Torah Shebal Peh and puts it into Torah Shebichsav, even where Chazal did not. Right, we mentioned that the great Poskim and Gedolei Adar from the 1800s did that because they were fighting against the Reform and they wanted to show how Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav are one and the same. and they're connected to each other. And that's why the Meshech Chachma and the Ksava Kabbalah, right, that's the name of his Sefer, Ksava Kabbalah, and Rav Hirsch and the Malbim, they all spent time, a lot of time, grounding the Torah Shebaal Peh in the Torah Shebaksav in order to prove, even though it was not needed to prove, the validity and where it comes from. Okay. Says the next Mishnah, Rotseach Shenis Ariv Ba'acherim, a murderer that got mixed up with others. It's not clear who the others are here. Mishnah doesn't say. But there's some case, Kulan Peturin, they're all Pater, because you don't want to kill a person who is not Chayav Misa. Rav Yehuda Omer, Kotzon Osan L'Kippah. Rav Yehuda said, no, you put him into Kippah, you put him into a type of jail, you feed him, as we'll see later on, a certain type of barley, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. If a person, the real murderer will die. Right? Kotzon Osan L'Kippah, in that case. We'll get to that. Some Rishonim say this is only Tali, this is only allowed by Rotzchim, by murderers. Right? Not by any other people who are Chayav Misa. Dafka by Rotzchim. What exactly is the case that a person could be mixed up? Isn't there a concept of Inui Hadin? Right after the Gemara Din, we take him straight out. Right? What's the case that there would be a, there was a fire alarm, there was a fire drill that ran out right in the middle, and they all ran out, and they all got mixed up? What's the case? So the Makalei Sayyam is bothered by this. Eich efshar shi yisarvu chayvi shtei misas, halo ein ma'an nes adin, v'yachrei shi nigmar dino hargin miyad, v'hari ein donim shnai v'yom echad, nimsa shlo haya efsharius, sheyu yachad b'chayim chayvi misas shonos. What's the case? So he says one. He says v'yitachein shenidonu baharbi batidinim v'nesu yachad b'mishpar. Different batidinim, and then they put him together. You know, while they're beforehand. But again, it's the Gemara does not say. You know, what exactly is the case that there'll be a delay? Okay, that's number one. If you got mixed up, call chayvi misa shenazarvu zebazeh. If you have different chayvi misas that got mixed up, right? The same Margolis Hayam here is asked it on this line. If you have different chayvi misas that got mixed up, nidon bakala, then they are put. They don't know who gets what, so they both get the more lighter, the lighter sentence. Hanis kalim b'disrafin. So, which this is getting back to what we discussed earlier, which is the more chamor. Rabbi Shimon Omer nidon b'skila, because according to his view, skila is more kal. Shasreifa chamura. V'cham Omer nidon b'sreifa, shaskila chamura. Amar lan Rabbi Shimon, right, we had these lines earlier. Ilo lo ha'isa sreifa chamura, lo nidon l'bas kohen shedinsa. If sreifa wasn't more stringent, then a bas kohen wouldn't get it. Right? The Torah goes out of its way to say a bas kohen is going to get sreifa. So that's only, that shows that the Torah is being extra stringent. Right? That whole daf and a half, if you remember, it all started with bas kohen. What's the case of bas kohen? Is that arusa? Is that nesua? Is it penuya? Right? Is all the cases? It's all the source started with that. Amrilo and the rabbanan say back, no. Either lo haiska skila chamura lo nitzna lo magadef lo ovid avodas kachavim. Right? If skila wasn't more stringent, it wouldn't be given to magadef and avodas zara. Remember the Rambam quoted those two. Right? Those are kofar beikar. The Rambam put those two together and says, why do I say magadef is like avodas zara? Because they're both kofar beikar. Good. And Haneheragin Benechnakin, and the other two Misas, same machlokas, Rabbi Shimon Omer Besai, Chacham Omer Bechenek, because there's a machlokas about which is more kal. If you look in the Chashuki Chemed here on the Mishnah, there's a case discussed that's not so connected to our Mishnah, but it's here, so we'll mention it. Sheila, very serious question. Two cholim come to the hospital, and they both need a ventilator. Or they both need a some type of life support, and you don't know which one to give it to, and they're both equal everything. Shneim Yisraelim, shneim tamidei chachamim, shneim matzavim kashim. Oh, they both came in at the exact same time. K'dei lahatzlas chayim heim zekukim baofan tachuf lemechonat hanshama. Bebeit cholim ein ela mechonat hanshama achat. So what do you do? Ha'im al pi alacha efshar lahachlid al pi goral be'ezah chol l'tapel. Could you just draw lots? How do you know which one to do? You don't say who has more connections. What do you do? So, lots in halacha. So he goes through, right? The Rama writes in Yeredeya, major discussion in the Rishonim, right? Anasim come to the Jews and say, give us one of you to kill or else we're going to kill all of you. So the halacha is you can't give anyone. Unless he's chayiv misa like Sheva ben Bichri, right? Unless v'yesh omrim, and some say even if he's chayiv misa, you can't. Okay. And then based on that, the Achronim say, why didn't you just make a lottery there? Right, you don't give anybody. Make a lottery, and you could say that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, you know, that would work. Why can't you? So the Teferis Lamoshe, one of the Achronim there in the Piskei Tshuva, on that Allah and Yerodeya, Mikol Makom, Mutter Limser Lehem Echad Al Pi Goral, Sheyatilu Beinehem. Kimaisa, Yonah Hanavi. Right, by Yonah they did it. right? Okay, they weren't Jewish yet, but Yonah they did it. V'chein muchach miyamaisa shel givonim, right? The terrible story that givonim demanded seven sons of Shaul to be killed, right there too, right? It was whoever the Aaron said, should go. So again, this is a big discussion. There's a steer in the Sefer Chasidim, whether you're allowed to use this type of, use a goro. But what does this have to do with us? Say, quotes here from the Mishkanos Haroim. Araya, that you're not so mechan a goro. Mitathan v'sanhedrin, dafayin tassim abeis, rotzeachshin es ari v'achirim, kulam paturim. V'amaylo yapilu gorolos, gimel pa'amim, do a goro, and you'll see who's supposed to get the lighter misa, who's supposed to get the more chamer misa. The Gemara doesn't suggest that. So it must be that you can't use a goro. Okay, back and forth. V'itachin, he just ends off, should be in yoneinu efshel lahato goro. I think you can. Why? Umasha asra poskim lahapil gorolos, in all the cases that we've had up until now. The case of the Anasim, and the case of Yonah, and the case of the Mishkanos Haroim, the case of our Mishnah, all of those are choosing who's going to be killed. Who are you taking out? Who are you going to throw over the water? Who are you going to give to the Goyim? Here, you're making a goral, who's going to be saved, not who's going to be killed. But as of now, they're both going to be killed. Right, aval bein yanenu shemataras hagoral es mila hatzil ein omrim sheyemusu shneim ella matilim goral. So in this case, you'd be able to do a goral hipaskin. Again, Rachman al-Islan, it should never be lamaisa, but that is the suggestion that he has. Again, a lot of times, implicitly, why is there no goral here? Why is there no goral there? That is a whole separate topic in halacha, whether a goral would be appropriate. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, man acherim. So who are the Acherim that the case is that Rotseach Shenis Ari V'Acherim? A murderer got mixed up with others. So Ilema Acherim Ksherim. Are we talking about regular people on the street that are not in a court case at all? Pshita, that's pretty obvious. If a murderer got mixed up with 100 other people, we don't kill everybody. Okay, great. Why would I have thought otherwise? So Visu, and also Bahal Lema Rabbi Yehuda Kotsinos on Lakipa. And in that case, Rabbi Yehuda would say, you lock everybody up? Everybody who got mixed up, that's not fair. That wouldn't be, understandable. So the Gemara says, Simin Bashrak, Amar Rebbe Yavahu, number one. Try number one. Right, we're going to have a couple of tries going over onto tomorrow's daf. Number one, Amar Rebbe Yavahu, Amar Shmuel, Bahacha, Berotseach, Shelo Nigmar Dino, Shedis Ari Berotzchem Acherim, Shenigmar Dino Naskinan. Right, the mix-up is whether it was a Gemara Din. You have a Berotseach that did not have a Gemara Din yet, that got mixed up with murderers that had a Gemara Din. Or the Meiri says it's supposed to be the opposite. Either way, there's somebody in this group that did not have a Gemara Din yet. You can't kill somebody who had a Gemara Din. But, now we understand, you might lock them up because they're murderers and you don't want them to be, you don't want them to be involved. You don't want them to be walking on the street. Rabbanan Savri Ein Gomer Dino Shaladim Ela B'Fanav. Rabbanan say, we don't have a Gemara Din of a person unless he is here and we know who he is. Hilka, Kul, and Paturin. That's why they're all Patur here. Because the guy, you can't have a Gemara Din. Right? They, you don't know who it is. Right? The Yad Ramah points out, right? Why don't you just have them all there? Why don't you just have them all there? It must be that's not enough. It must be you have to know exactly and specifically who you are having a Gemara Din in front of. Right? That's what Lefanav. Lefanav doesn't just mean a whole group. That's what you have to say just find a line of the Yad Ramah. Kiva deloy adina mishum maika gamrina le lokat lina le drachman amar vitzilo eida deboy lafuche bischusei. V'chi haigavna lo yadi amay machayvi lo yachli lafuche bischusei. He gives a little svara. If you have 100 people here, one of them, you can't just focus on one person. For vitzilo eida, you have to have one person in front of you doing all you can to try to save the guy and to exonerate him. If you have a whole group, it's not going to be in his favor. But therefore, it's clear. And that's what, in Rashi's unique way, Rashi says the same thing. That whole paragraph is in one line of Rashi. First Rashi on the Gemara. Kivan de'ein makirin oso lohavi b'fanav. Since you don't know who he is, that's not called b'fanav. Right? You have to know exactly who the person is. That's the Rabbanan sheet. The Rabbanan say they're all pater because you can't have a Gemara din b'fanav, and therefore they all go free. V'Rebbe Yehuda, Miftarin hu lagamri namilo. You can't just send them all off. Kiva the rotschim ninu. They're murderers. Right? They're all a Gemara Din. Hilkach, Kontzin Osan, Lakipa. And therefore, you put him in a kippah, because that will, that will keep them off the streets, and you feed them the barley, as we're going to have in the Mishnah, and therefore that would be the middle approach. You don't kill them, but you do this idea. Again, based on the Taras Chatas here says, and we only do this by Ritzicha, I'll read this now, though we'll read it also in a couple of days, based on the Rambam. Right, the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Rotzeach, this is the crucial Rambam. Says the Rambam, when he quotes this, Hahorig Nefashos, if there's ever a type of murderer, and you can't put him to death for some reason, but you know he murdered. You basically know he murdered, right? Who knows when we, here we're going to base a Migdash. What is DNA evidence? We're going to have to ask the Sanhedrin. What are they going to use DNA evidence for? What if there's DNA evidence about a murder? Right? How is that going to stand up in a Beis Din? There weren't two Edom. And there was no Hasra. It's not going to be, not going to be able to kill him. But it might be good enough for something, for Kippah. So says the Rambam. Ha-horeg nefashos v'lo ha-yushnei ha-edim. Right, our case. Ro and oso ka-achas. There aren't two Edom that saw. Ela ra'uha echad achara echad. What if you saw a video camera? You have video evidence of the murder. Again, he had no asra. So what do you do? All these cases. Osh arg b'fnei shnei edim b'lo asra. Osh uchshu edim b'bedikos. Kol elu haratzchanim konsin oso l'kipa. All these, you put him in jail. V'ko'u ma'achilin osan lechem tsar v'omayim lachatz ad sh'yatsru me'ehen v'yacharka ma'achilin osan sa'orim ad sh'kresam nifkas mikovet acholi. Okay, it's kind of like a male sota type of idea. But then the Rambam says, v'ein osin davarzeh l'shar m'chui v'emises bezdin. You don't do this for all other. Somebody who's a Megala Arayos or Oved Avodah Zarah in these cases or Machal Shabbos, you don't do this. Ela im nischai misa mamisa noso, v'meino chai misa bocher noso. Right, you have a court case. Sha'af alpi. And here's the key line. Sha'af alpi she'esh avonos chamurin mishvichas damim. Even though there are sins that per se it might be more chamur than shvichas damim, right, you can tell by the onesh. Ein bohen hashchasas yishuvo shel olam kishvichas damim. There's nothing that destroys the world like a murderer. Afilu avodah zarah. Ve'en sarach lomar arayos ochil shabbos. Inon kishvichas damim. She'elu ha'avonos hein me'averis v'en adam lakadosh baruch hu. Aval shvichas damim me'averis v'en olav en chavero. V'chol mi she'ish biyado avon zeh. Haru yurasha gomor. V'en kol ha'mitzvos she'asa kol yomav. Shkulin k'neged avon zeh. Somebody did that. V'lo yatzilu oso min adin. She'ne'emar adam ashuk b'dam nefesh. Where do you learn this from? Says the Rambam. Tzeva lamad me'achav. Achav, one of the Malchei Yisrael. Right? She'avad avodah zarah. She'nemar bo. What was the final? Why was he ultimately punished? Not because of all the avodah zarah that he did. Rak lo haya ka'achav. V'kshinistra avonosa v'zchuyosa l'fnei elokei aruchos. Lo nimsa avon shechivo klia. V'lo yisham davar acher shashakal kenegdo el demei navos. That he killed navos to get the vineyard. That's what did it. We discussed this Rambam, if you remember, way back. About 70 days ago or so. If you remember back in the first parak, we had discussed Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen says, you know what? I'd rather them worship Avodah Zarah than to kill me. Right? They killed Chur. Maybe they're going to kill me too. The Gemara back on Dav Zion. Mutav de la'avdu la'egel efshar havilu takanta b'tshuva. Better than they do the egel. So why is Avodah Zarah better than murder? So the Maritz Chayas on that Gemara quoted this Rambam also. Right, because murder destroys the fabric of society. Right, it's more destructive than anything else, even Avodah Zarah. That's how he explains how Aaron HaKohen said, you know what? If it's the lesser of two evils, let him do Avodah Zarah. Then Shichas Damim, because then there's a chance to get back from that. So either way, this is the Rambam, and this is what's related to the case of Kippah. This is all number one. Number one, Reish Lakish Amar. Let's get back to our Gemara. Reish Lakish Amar, ba'adam kuli amalo pligi de p'tiri. By a person, everybody agrees that you'd be putter in this case if it was right. If there's somebody that didn't have a Gemara did in this group, right? There's no Rashi says ein lucha raya l'schus kedola mizu. Somebody here is not chayav misa yet, so therefore you can't kill them. Aval hacha b'shor shelo nigmar dino shenetzar b'shavar machirim shenigmar dino kibifliki. We're talking about an ox, we're not talking about a person. We're talking about oxen. Rotseach, with all my rotseach, ashor rotseach. That's the context. Rabbanan savri kamisa b'ayin kachmisa ashor v'ingar min dino shoshor elo b'fanav hilka kula b'turin. Rabbanan would say pater, cause Kamisa Ban Kachmiz Zashar, as we had earlier, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Kotzonos on the Kippah. You have to put the oxen in the Kippah too. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's a din of a Maisa Ratzeach, and therefore, even the oxen would go into a Kippah. Okay, we'll have to stop there. Hashem will continue with the other answers, and Shadam the Gemara, in the coming days. Just schedule a note, but Hashem, I hope tomorrow to be giving the daf, and then over the next week with Yamim Tovim, there'll be a question whether it'll be the old cycle, the new cycle. The schedule will be a little off, but Beth Hashem, we will get every daf up online. Okay, we'll stop here.